This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I told you guys the other day that the Little Mermaid is going to be black, and that's got to make young black girls feel really good. They could grow up knowing, I could be a mermaid someday. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm sure Michelle Obama had something to do with it. Hey, Netflix, we got a black mermaid, so these young girls have somebody to look up to besides me. Well, now there's a black James Bond, and she's a lady. And a friend of mine tweeted, Disney, we made Ariel black. The Bond franchise. Hold my martini. I thought that was very clever. We can be more PC than you. Watch your TV these days. Watch the television commercials. All of them are PC. Watch any show, America's Got Talent. Watch the shows. Watch the critical stories. Oh, it was a poor little black kid that couldn't do this, that, and the other. Doesn't really have talent. Boom, let's give him a golden buzzer and send him straight to Hollywood. They don't deserve it, but no big deal. Watch American Ninja Warrior. Oh, this poor girl, she lost her leg fighting for social justice. Let's hope that the one-legged Guatemalan midget can get through the obstacle course. Everybody's cheering. Oh, you go, one-legged Guatemalan midget. It's crazy. Everybody wants to get in on the political correctness train. Well, it's a train to nowhere. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Lots of stuff going on in the news. We've covered a lot of it. This hour, I'm going to tell you something. There's a huge rift in the Democratic Party. Huge. Now, you've watched Pelosi and AOC go at it. You've watched the Muslim women go after Pelosi and vice versa. I'm telling you, there is a ton going on. The congressional black circus clowns went after AOC. You want to know why? I don't know if you heard about that over the weekend, but you want to know why they did it? Because Pelosi said, hey, you plantation Negroes got to earn your keep. And that's right. Massa has spoken. We'll get to that in a bit. Donald Trump, he went after Paul Ryan. Did you guys see this? Blasted Paul Ryan. Said he was worthless. He said, this was on Saturday. He says, he called him weak, ineffective, and stupid. Do you disagree? You remember when Paul Ryan, when we needed a new speaker, and everybody's like, Paul Ryan, let's beg Paul Ryan to be speaker. And Ryan's like, well, I may stay a little longer in Congress if you'll make me speaker. That's the only way you're going to get me. And it was a big deal. And I was thinking, who gives a crap about Paul Ryan? Romney's little whipping boy, a little loser. And he's gone. And finally, somebody's telling you the truth about Paul Ryan. Married to one of the most vapid leftists, feminists on the planet. A lefty. You know this dude was cuckold. Here's what Trump tweeted. He says, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is a far superior leader than was lame duck Speaker Paul Ryan. Tougher, smarter, and a far better fundraiser. Kevin's already closing in on $44 million. Paul's final year's numbers were, according to Breitbart, abysmal. That was one tweet. See, nobody dared go after Paul Ryan. Nobody dared tell you the truth about him because they didn't want to get in trouble. They didn't want to, you know, piss off the leadership. What leadership? We didn't have any leadership. Trump went on to tweet this. People like Paul Ryan almost killed the Republican Party. Weak, ineffective, and stupid are not exactly the qualities that Republicans or the citizens of our country were looking for. He says, right now our spirit is at an all-time high, far better than the radical left. You'll see next year! I started this broadcast earlier, and I said, there's good news and there's great news. What part do you want to hear first? The fact that the president of this country called out that former speaker is good news. The fact that he called out Kevin McCarthy and said to Kevin, look, because Kevin McCarthy was right. He's along the same lines as Ryan. But he says, President Trump was saying, if you continue on this path, you're going to be okay. What Trump is telling you is this Republican Party is realigning itself. It's redefining itself in the image of what you want. Not Trump's image, in the image of what you and I as conservatives want, what we voted for. That is bad news for the Democrats because they got plenty of it. Stock market, well over 27,000. I told you guys it would get there. It'll probably get to 28 before the next year. And here's why I told you. Trade deals. Making China live up to it's what it was supposed to do. Now, they're trying to kick the can. Trump isn't going to let them. He's revamped it. He's securing the dollar. He's exporting Americanism, which is excellence. He's put people on notice that we're not to be kicked around anymore, including the Democrats. This man is making more Kevin Jacksons than Ronald Reagan. There are little black kids out there who want to be Trump. They don't want to be Obama. And think of everything that's looming for these Democrats. And we're going to get into this Jeffrey Epstein thing just a bit. But that's small potatoes. That's going to get some people. Pelosi's daughter even said some of our, quote, faves are going to get hit in this scandal. She knows a lot more about it than they're letting on. But the bigger issue is Mueller, and we're going to get to him this hour as well. Suddenly, they want to push it out. They want to put rules around how you can ask questions and what kind of questions. Because the Democrats know if Mueller has to answer the real questions, the tough questions, and there's any kind of follow-up, he and they are in big trouble. It's going to be a fun week for us. And it begins with the president saying the truth about the Republican Party. And let me tell you something. He's not getting any pushback. Justin Amash? Go, Justin Amash. Watch what happens to Justin Amash in 2020. He's gone. I wish I lived in that area. I'd probably run for Congress. Because whoever runs against Amash is going to get the full support of the president. Wish I lived there. I'd run in that one. Anyway, we got a lot coming up. I'm going to give you a Blasey Ford update. As I mentioned, Mueller, Biden, going to be a big factor this hour. He has got some bad news coming for him. We'll be back, folks. I'm glad you listened to the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime. There's never been anybody in the history of politics in this nation that's been so abusive to women. So you can say any way you want to say it, but Bill Clinton was abusive to women. Hillary Clinton attacked those same women and attacked them viciously. Four of them here tonight. One of the women, who is a wonderful woman, at 12 years old, was raped at 12. Her client, she represented, got him off, and she's seen laughing on two separate occasions, laughing at the girl who was raped. Kathy Shelton, that young woman, is here with us tonight. So, don't tell me about words. I apologize for those words. But it is things that people say. But what President Clinton did, he was impeached. He lost his license to practice law. He had to pay an $850,000 fine to one of the women, Paula Jones, who's also here tonight. And I will tell you that when Hillary brings up a point like that, and she talks about words that I said 11 years ago, I think it's disgraceful, and I think she should be ashamed of herself, if you want to know the truth.
Can we please hold the applause?
On the backdrop of the Epstein story that's about to break. I thought it was a good thing to go back in history and show you what Donald Trump had already said about Bill Clinton. They're trying to spin this thing, this Epstein thing, to make it appear as though Trump is a bad guy. But before I get into that, I want to actually give you an update on Blasey Ford. Because what happened to her? See, nobody cares about her on the left now that the Democrats have lost their little PR battle. But as it turns out, she is indeed a lying skank, as I noted. And if Fox News had any balls, they would apologize to me and beg me to return to their snooze show. But when have you ever known leftists to apologize for their mistakes? See, what I said about Blasey Ford was correct. I stand by 100%. If I'm never back on Fox, to hell with them. But what I do know is they owe me an apology. They know exactly what this woman was about. And for me to lose a job over something where the truth is the truth, it's okay. And for those of you out there saying, Kevin, you talk about this and you seem upset. I'm not upset about it in the sense that they can do what they want to do. But I was correct. I was right to say it. It was the truth. And when you're penalized for the truth, people should be afraid of that. You should be afraid when the truth, it gets you in trouble. And it happens when you're dealing with leftism. Because any other time, the truth should be enlightening. It is considered enlightenment. Anyway, Blasey Ford was a mistake, a big mistake for the Democrats. Rush Limbaugh called her Blasey Fraud. Here's what somebody wrote. To Christine Blasey Ford, a 54-year-old woman who sounded like she was 12, describing an event that happened 30 years ago as though it happened in the morning, and she was still scared to death and in shock over it. This is what Limbaugh was actually saying. I'm terrified to be here, you know. What happened to me shouldn't happen to anyone, you know. That was Blasey Ford. This is from a transcript from his show. From the Washington Examiner headline, Blasey Ford scrubbed her social media profile before sending the letter detailing the alleged sexual assault. She tried to scrub her past. The Democrats tried to pretend that she wasn't a party girl, the ugly little girl who was willing to give it up to as many guys that wanted it because that was her way of validation. And the only reason why she's a leftist today is because it allows her to validate all the behaviors that she did. Now, look, I'm not telling women what to do with their bodies. You want to be part of, you know, multiple sexual partner events, swingers and all that. Swingers swing on both sides of the aisle. But just own it. You know? And in the case of, I mean, if you live that lifestyle and you go, that's just my lifestyle, Kevin, you get, I got nothing to say to you. You know, no problem. Be who you want to be. But don't be it because you want to rationalize what you think is bad or whatever. Be it because it's you. It's what you want to do. I'm sure there's a vibrant world of swingers out there for whoever wants to swing. And I realize it comes with certain connotations and stigmas. Okay, that's a societal problem we have to deal with. But be you. Don't be afraid. Blasey Ford wanted to paint her life into Kavanaugh. That's what she did. Kavanaugh's not a swinger. I know swingers. When I say I know them, I'm talking about I know swingers. I know people who swing. I've run into them throughout my life. One time I was up in Livonia, Michigan. Me and a buddy went to go shoot some pool. And this guy, I see this lady just with all these guys and everybody's trying to teach her how to shoot pool. And I see this guy way across the way looking. Turns out that was her husband. I was like, what? And I could go on. I could tell you stories where I met people. My former secretary when I worked at TI, she's a swinger. Everybody kept saying, are you going to go to her party? You going to go to her? I'm like, what's the big deal? Yes. She invited me to her party. You going to go? Yes. She's my secretary. She was a swinger. I didn't know it until I went to the party and went, these people are kind of weird. I left before the swinging occurred, okay? Just so we're clear. Anyway, she scrubbed her social media. So Limbaugh goes on to say it was manufactured to be executed at the last minute if it appeared they weren't going to be able to stop Kavanaugh in any other way. If it looked like Kavanaugh was going to sail through and get confirmed, they were going to launch. It was a rehearsed campaign, strategized, orchestrated, planned. No question in my mind. That's why I called her a lying skank. And so are all the Democrats involved. And so are the Fox women who fired me over it. They're lying, disingenuous skanks. Let's just be clear. Because they should be apologizing. You don't have to give me my job back, but you can apologize for me being right. Anyway, so there were people involved, Dianne Feinstein's office, Ford's congressional representative, and some people she had known from the past that concocted the event. They created this alleged sexual assault that had been committed against her, and then Avenatti got in on it and blew the whole thing sky high by claiming that a client of his had been forced to run rape trains for Kavanaugh. That blew it. Think about that. If it hadn't been for Avenatti chiming in, people might believe this crazy concocted story. I would have never believed it. See, I know people, and I know character, and I know people that hide behind this facade of who they want you to think they are. Believe me, I've studied enough people to know them. And then I know people that, like Kavanaugh, who have their faults, but that's not one of them. Says the whole thing fell apart because of overreach. Does that sound familiar? Overreach by the Democrats? Maybe with the Mueller report? Overreach. They made it all up. Contrived event, planned to the minute, orchestrated with leaders of the Democrat on the judiciary. And Limbaugh goes on to say he has no doubt certain elements of the media were party to it.
Radio show.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House, President Trump has a message for those who criticize the United States.
If you're not happy here, then you can leave. As far as I'm concerned, if you hate our country, if you're not happy here, you can leave. And that's what I say all the time. That's what I said in a tweet, which I guess some people think is controversial. A lot of people love it, by the way. A lot of people love it. But if you're not happy in the U.S., if you're complaining all the time, very simply, you can leave. You can leave right now.
This all began on Sunday when the president tweeted that Democratic freshman lawmakers should go back to countries they came from to fix problems before criticizing the U.S. A federal judge says he needs more time to decide whether to release accused child sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein on bail. The judge will now rule on Thursday morning. Epstein will remain behind bars until that decision is made. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So let's talk about some of the issues. Immigration, women's rights, guns. Let's start with immigration. As a member of Congress, you have a long record on immigration. You opposed amnesty for undocumented immigrants. You voted to increase funding for ICE. You called securing the southern border a national security priority. At one point, you posted that English should be the official language of the United States, and I know that you've backed away from all of those positions, so much so that you raised your hand in the last debate when asked if crossing the border as an undocumented migrant should no longer be illegal. It's a dramatic reversal. Why such a change of heart?
Well, Poppy, I've answered this question about a dozen times, including on your network. And 10 years ago, I became senator for the entire state of New York. And I not only had the humility to recognize my positions were wrong, but I had the courage to lead from a new position and have been leading on those issues for over a decade.
That was Senator Gillibrand. She's on CNN, and she gets some pretty tough questioning from Poppy Harlow. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I want to play more of this clip, and then we're going to segue over to Biden real quickly. But here's what I want you to understand about this. Poppy Harlow is really grilling Gillibrand over her ratings, her poll numbers, her change of stance, and a host of other things. I'm not going to say this is some bellwether of what is to occur, because they're certainly not going to, the media is not going to make a shift. Not during this election cycle. Forget about it. Are they just trying to jettison the dead weight? I think part of it is that. Or are they really trying to get the Democrats to have a wake-up call and say, guys, you're going to get hit with some tough questions. Here's the rest of that interview.
I've led on comprehensive immigration reform with a pathway to citizenship. I have a comprehensive approach about how to treat asylum seekers at the border in a far more humane way. Because, look, we have a president who, under his
but
leadership,
I guess I'm getting at the why.
Have died in his custody.
I guess I'm getting at the why, Senator. Let me ask you, for example, the former DHS Secretary under President Obama, I'm sure you read Jay Johnson's op-ed yesterday, and he said, quote, those who aspire to public office should not espouse campaign promises that have no prospect for success. This is a disservice to our democracy and assumes voters are fools. He's talking about decriminalizing crossing the border as an undocumented migrant. What was it that changed you so dramatically on this issue?
Poppy, we need a president who has the humility to recognize when they're wrong, has the wisdom to listen to their constituents, learn from them, and change their positions. That's who I am.
Now, I want to stop there for just a second because this is the second time that Poppy has talked about her ability to change and that it takes humility and courage in order to do so. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. See, she's not answering the question about I switch because it takes humility and to recognize I was wrong and it took courage. That's what you should be focused on, Poppy. Not the fact that I did switch. So I don't represent a lot of my constituents who, by the way, don't believe in what you're saying. And what Poppy Harlow of CNN, I hasten to add again, is saying is, look, even Obama's guy, Jay Johnson, said, stop telling the American people we're going to break our own laws. Stop promising things for illegals that we aren't even doing for citizens. This is not right. You can't make these promises. You can't do this because you ruin the fabric of what he calls democracy, but what is really a constitutional republic. You're ruining it for everybody. And she doesn't want to answer the question. She wants you to believe this is about her ability to be humble and her ability to be courageous. Now, why do I bring this up and why do I stress this? Because everything that the left does that goes against sanity is considered courageous. I'm going to come out as gay. I want to be considered courageous because I don't want to get into a fight with anybody gay. If you think you're gay, you want to have sex with the same dude or, you know, or girl, fine. But it isn't courageous. I'm not going to try to understand it, but it isn't about courage. It's about weakness on so many levels. If you're gay, say you're gay. I get it. Life's going to be more difficult. Life in the NBA is hell for short people. Okay? If you want to be... Most of the people in my family are not going to have NBA careers. And I could go on and tell you, life is not meant to be easy. God doesn't even promise it in the Bible. God doesn't even tell you, look, if you follow all my tenets, you do it by the book. I'm talking about by the Bible. Your life will be easy. No, it won't. Your life will be difficult. Life is difficult. And you learn how to cope. And that's what makes you understand that there's got to be something bigger than I. Because this is not... No, I'm telling you right now, I don't care how good your life is going. You are in for disappointment. You're in for failure. You know, I mean, all the emotions. Friends are going to die. Relatives are going to die. Kids. Family members, you name it, they're going to die. They're going to be disappointments. Business-wise, money-wise, this happens. All lessons. All for you to learn how to cope and to understand, don't hold on to these things. But Democrats don't get it. They don't get it. God has to be them. See, what Poppy Harlow got Gillibrand to admit is that it's not about the people and the issues and all that. It's about how she makes herself feel. I was able to switch. Now, she says it was for the good of the people that vote for her. It's not really true. The majority of New Yorkers don't feel the way New York City feels. The majority of New Yorkers, the people that know her, don't want the very things that she professes that they want. How she represent those folks? I'm not saying she can represent everybody, but how about through common sense? Taxpayers want to know their money's going to work in the things that they want it to go to work for. But back to the lesson. Poppy is about Poppy. Not Poppy. Gillibrand. Kirsten Gillibrand is about Gillibrand. And Poppy elicited that from her by asking her the very same question. Why? Why did you switch? She didn't say, because it makes sense. It's good fiscal responsibility. Whatever. She said, because I was wrong and I wanted to show humility, which would show courage. That's why she switched. It had nothing to do with the policy. Well, I now represent all the people, not just a portion. So only a portion. But think about what she said. A portion of the people, she was happy to represent that portion. But when she represented a bigger swath of people, then she had to represent them. What she was saying is, even if these other people were right, I got a bigger number over here. That's who I have to represent. See, that's a democracy. If you play to the democracy, not to the democratic constitutional republic that says you can still be wrong in the majority, as the South was on slavery. So in other words, if she were one of these people that was looking at slavery, she'd say, well, I have a bigger number of people now in the South who believe in slavery, so I need to believe in it. Make sense? Anyway, I want to go on and talk about Joe Biden because he got called out. And this is in Fox News. CNN political analyst David Gregory called out presidential candidate Joe Biden on New Day for trying to come into the coast into the presidency, and said that Russian election meddling occurred under his watch. So David Gregory said Biden coasted and the Russian fiasco we're dealing with was occurring under Biden and Obama. He says he looks out of touch. He looks older. He looks out of step with the times. I don't think there's any good excuse for him for not being ready for the first debate on these issues. Are you kidding? Kamala Harris previewed all this stuff. She criticized him on this before. Now he says he was unprepared. That's just really bad. And there's a lot of good, strong, experienced people who know better who are around him. But again, I think people know who he is. Folks, mainstream leftist TV, leftists going after Biden. I read an article that said Joe Biden is looking beyond other leftists, other candidates. He's going right after Trump. I said to myself when I saw that, huge mistake. Now, smart strategically, because Biden wants people to believe that I don't even need to worry about them. No problem. He can't even handle Kamala Harris. What do you think is going to happen in the next debate? What do you think? Think they're going to leave him alone? Think they're going to treat Biden with kid gloves? Because I don't think so. Gregory, who had covered the White House on Meet the Press for NBC, said Biden will continue to face hurdles of the nomination and accuse him of shirking responsibility as a former...
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Meant to you, and what do you want it to mean in terms of what you put into the campaign about?
Well, we've seen the struggle. You know, we've seen the struggle, and we know that most American families are dealing with some sort of struggle like we are. And I think they can relate to us as you know, as parents who are hopeful and are supportive of our son, and we will continue to be supportive. And I think that makes us more empathetic about helping other Americans. And I think
he's
one.
He's going to beat this.
Yeah.
This kid, I'm telling you, as you know, you knew Bo. Bo is my soul. Hunter's my heart. And Hunter's been through some tough times, but he's fighting. He's fighting. He's never given up. He's the most honorable, decent person I know. And I read that article, and all I could do was think of, my God, he gives me so much more credit than I deserve as a dad. But it took enormous courage. I knew nothing about that article. Nothing about that article. Except he told me toward the end he was having this long interview. But it's a catharsis for him. And look, everybody has to deal with these issues in a way that is consistent with who they are and what they are. This guy is the most generous, honorable man that I know. And I am confident, confident he's going to make it. And look, the idea that we treat mental health and, quote, physical health, mm-hmm. as somehow they're distinct. Yeah. It's health. Yeah. It's health.
We have to put more money into mental health.
That's Jill and Joe Biden doing an interview where they said their crackhead son, who is in illegal deals dealing with Ukraine and China, is the most honorable man that they know. That's what Vice President Biden, former Vice President Crooked Joe Biden, Sleepy Creepy Joe, said about his crackhead son. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Look, I get it. He wants to make his son look good or whatever. Look, I know what the peccadilloes of my kids. My oldest son is arrogant. He is arrogant to a fault. Will cut you off because he doesn't like what you have to say about him. I will tell anybody that. I told him many times. I said, hey, you may very well be the smartest person in the room, but you make sure everybody knows it. And that is a character flaw. And it won't take you far in life. I've told him this as his father. And if he was a crackhead, I would tell you he's a crackhead. He's not. He's a brilliant kid. And he's great at what he does. But he'll fly off the handle for any minute. You know, to the point where family will go, holy cow, what's wrong with, you know, him? But we deal with it. But I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. He's the greatest kid ever. He's great. No, he's not. He's got a lot of issues that he needs to overcome. Doesn't mean mom and dad and everybody around him doesn't love him, but we don't just go, oh, let's give him a pass. Joe Biden wants you to believe his kid is okay. And that's why David Gregory of MSNBC made the comment, the dude is out of touch. He said there's going to be other tests down the road. And the other piece of this, too, he said, the Russian interference, it didn't happen on our watch. When that's exactly whose watch it happened on, just shows, and he writes this, as I've seen firsthand, when he gets into interviews and gets going, he can make a lot of mistakes. And this is just the beginning of it. Biden is toast. Biden thinks he's going to, it's this familial thing of, oh, he's my son and he's amazing and all this is going to make his Ukraine and Chinese situation go away. No, it's not. Any more than him tying to the Clintons and Epstein, and we didn't even get into that today because I ran out of time. But that's not going away. The Russian collusion for Joe Biden to say we didn't know, it didn't happen on our watch, is ridiculous. It was like when Barack Obama said there could be no Russian interference, you know, Donald Trump needs to go on campaign and not get mad when he loses. And then what did Trump do? Win. And then all of a sudden, Russians are all over the place. These people are forcing us to take a deeper look, understand their pathology and their past. And that's what somebody did recently. I remember this article. It says, former VP has tried to regain momentum from the debate. Says, and here's one of the things that he says, outside of being able to cure cancer, he's going to cure cancer when he becomes president. He says he's going to reinstate the Obamacare mandate. The writer writes, the concept was so politically toxic in 2008 that Biden opposed the idea and Obama repeatedly denounced it. Both executed post-election pirouettes on the issue, of course, which contributed to the subsequent decimation of the Democrats in 2010 and 2014. I mean, what I'm getting at, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, is Joe Biden is so stupid. He's reconstituting old retread stuff that guaranteed the Democrats failed in 2010 and 2014. Now, I mentioned a rift in the Democratic Party. I mentioned AOC and Pelosi are going at it. I didn't get to it today. Maybe we'll get to it tomorrow. the Congressional Black Caucus is now mad at AOC, accusing her of using blacks. AOC called Pelosi a racist. Are you starting to have some fun now? Are you starting to understand that the Democrats don't know whether to scratch their butts and wind their watches? You know, what is it? Scratch your watch and wind your butt. I think that's what I was meant to say. They are jacked up. They don't know who they want because they don't have a viable candidate, which is why Steyer got in the race, which is why de Blasio got in, which is why Howard Schultz was going to get in, et cetera, et cetera. They're messed up. And it's only going to get worse. What a time to be alive, and politically speaking. I mean, there are some moments in history, and I'm sure, you know, people can rationalize whatever was going on at any given time, but I'm telling you, I've never seen anything like this. I've studied enough of history to say to myself, this is probably one of the most amazing times to be an American. And here's what's interesting to me, in a very, very small way, I'm going to be written about in some history book or some document, you know, some thing that gets pushed out into the future of being a person that sounded the alarm. Paul Revere, you know, of sorts, the guy who spoke his mind, who warned America and the rest of the world of what was happening. I'm not trying to overblow myself in any way. I'm not at all, because believe me, there are bigger names than me. But I'm saying, I know for a fact that I've got my part in this historical movement. Somebody's going to talk about this. Somebody's going to unearth these KJRadio.com tapes at some point and go, man, this dude was on point. It was amazing. I have never, in doing this broadcast for the 10 plus years, almost 12 years now, we've been, 11 years we've been doing this, not one time did I ever, now we're in our 11th year, say something that was like meant to, you know, just make people go, oh, everything that we say, whether we say it comedically or whatever, was meant to enlighten. And to say, I don't care what you think. It was like that clip I played of Trump earlier where he says, if we get a president who's willing to go against the grain, even though the position may not be popular, it'll be right. America can be saved. And sure enough, it turns out he was that man. He said that when he was 34 years old. Well, I've been saying this now for the better part of a decade. All the things that Donald Trump's been saying and a lot more. And I'm telling you, the Democrats have a lot to fear. We have taken a movement that began back in 2009 with the first Tea Party movement, Tea Party meeting, if you will, and became a national movement that has elected Donald Trump and changed the way the world was shaping. I can't stress that enough. Changing the way the world view. You were part of that. What an amazing time to be that. Anyway, they were talking about Obamacare, and Biden says, you know, because Cuomo's going, here's a tough question for the Democrats. They need a warrior, okay? Because not to lionize, but this president knows how to fight in the ring one-on-one. Kamala Harris is friendly fire. How can Democrats have confidence that you can take the biggest and baddest when you're having trouble sparring in party? Biden says, I don't think I'm having trouble sparring. It's how you want to spar. Look, I'm the guy that at the time everybody talks about things that have changed. I take on same-sex marriage. I took on a whole range of issues. This is ironic, I've never been accused of not being able to spar. I've never been accused of being too aggressive. I've been accused of being too aggressive, he said. So Cuomo is saying to him, you're a pansy. You can't even win in the party. What are you going to do with Trump? And he, watch, all of them say, I'm tough enough, I can take on Trump. They're afraid of what they've got.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.